one. And again, I do want to express my gratitude for the privilege to be here during these days. God's certainly spoken to my own heart, and I appreciate every message, every man of God, and I like the menu, and the Lord certainly has been pleased to serve us with fresh manna each day. And always a blessing to be in this church, and with Brother Billy and Miss Gloria, and I do appreciate their friendship down through all these years. I think the first time I met them was in 1991, long time ago. And have many precious memories of this place, and I just thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of these services. Look forward to hearing Brother Ronnie. We figured it out a while ago. I think first time I met, I was preaching in that area. He was 19 and I was 24, something like that. And anyhow, he's younger than I am. But I certainly appreciate Brother Ronnie, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the Lord has to say through him. Just thank you so much, and I do ask that you pray for me, that God will use me in his service, and I am grateful that God has found a place for me in his kingdom. Thank you so much for your prayers. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but when we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Let's bow our heads while we pray. Our Father, we bow in your presence to thank you for this day, for the blessings and the mercies of it. Thank you for what you have done for us and speaking to our hearts in this place today. Thank you for these that are here. Thank you for every man of God. I pray that you'll bless them in their respective places of service. Thank you so much for this church, for their labor, for their sacrifice, and for their faithfulness to you through all these years. Thank you for this special dear man of God that you placed here, he and his dear wife. And I pray that you'll continue to give him physical strength and spiritual anointing and heavenly wisdom as he leads this church and does all the work that you've called him to do. Bless every man of God in their respective places of service. I pray, Lord, now that you'll be pleased to touch thy servant. Give me that special anointing. Illuminate my mind. Loose my tongue. And may the gospel go forth not in word only, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost with much assurance. Revive those of us that are saved. And should there be those among us tonight that are strangers to the grace of God, that have never been to Calvary by faith, may this be the moment they lay down their arms of rebellion to find mercy and grace with the Lord. All that you're pleased to do for us in this hour, we will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the name that's above every name, the name of our blessed blood-stained Redeemer, I pray, amen. I spoke to you last night as we looked at verse 1. I'm speaking to you on in his likeness. I spoke to you last night about the fact that positionally we are like him. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. This love, of course, is selective love. It is the fact that we're the objects of the love of God that has made salvation possible. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And so this love, while it is selected love, it is also a love that the world does not appreciate. We that are saved, we that have been selected by the love of God, we're also slighted by the world. Verse 1, the same verse says, Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And because the world did not know Jesus, the world will not have any appreciation of who we are and of the fact that we have been saved by his grace. We are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. I heard someone say last week, I'm a stranger because I do not belong here. I'm a pilgrim because I belong there. This world is not my home. I'm a part of the world, but yet I'm not a part of this worldly system. God has saved us, separated us from the curse of this world. This earth is earmarked for judgment. Now the liberals are always talking about global warming. They're right, it's coming. But not the time they're talking about. But one day, God shall dissolve this earth with a fervent heat and a great noise, and the elements shall pass away with a fervent heat. When God saved us, he separated us from the curse of sin and from the curse of the judgment of God upon this world. 1 John 3:13, the same chapter. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Jesus said in John 15:18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love you. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. We are strangers and pilgrims in this world. When God saved us, he did create us anew. If any man has already been quoted, if any man be in Christ, he has become a new creature. The former things are passed away, and all things are become new. When God lifted us from sinking sand, the plains of light, he separated us from the curse of sin and the judgment of God. We are positionally like him, but we are prophetically like him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. I remember especially when I was growing up, Garner Ted and his daddy, Herbert Armstrong, used to tell people that we would become as gods and that salvation was not possible on this earth. And that eventually we would all become as God. That's not what John said. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Right now, in this present world, if you do not know Christ in time, you certainly will not know him in eternity. If you're not saved in time, you will not be saved in eternity. What God does happens on planet earth. It is to this earth that God sent his son to pay our sin debt. It is in this world that God has saved us and called us out of this world to create new people in Christ Jesus. And beloved, now are we the sons of God. I do know that I passed from death unto life. It's so wonderful. It's so glorious. Who could not know that they have not passed from death unto life? If God has saved you, it has become a reality in your heart. Now, I've told this story before, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, I can't think of a lot of things I hadn't said here. But it has been my privilege several years ago to visit the 6th Mount Zion Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia. It was the church that John Jasper once pastored, the slave, and who, of course, was freed from slavery and became a preacher of the gospel. And he pastored the 6th Mount Zion Baptist Church. But John Jasper described his conversion, said that one day the Holy Ghost put a gig in his heart. In other words, he got under conviction. And he couldn't get away from it. And the Lord saved him. He was working at the time in a tobacco warehouse in Richmond, Virginia. They said that was a certain lady down the line. I knew that she'd been praying for me for a long time. And I wanted to tell her what the Lord had just done for me. But I was afraid her holding back straps would break. But it said after a while, I couldn't help it any longer. And I eased up beside of her and said, "The Lord saved me." And he said, sure enough, her holding back straps broke. The whole warehouse got in an uproar and was praising God. The foreman came out and said, "What's wrong? What's going on out here?" And somebody shouted out in the crowd, "Oh, John Jasper done got religion. He done got born again." And the foreman of that floor, Mr. Jasper came before him. And Jasper said to the foreman, "Master Sam, I didn't mean to cause no trouble. But the Lord saved me and these holding back straps broke and I can't help it." And he said the foreman went to crying. He said, "John Jasper, I'm happy for you. I rejoice with you. I've been praying for you for a long time." He said, "Go back out there. And not everybody on that floor you see, you tell them what the Lord did for you. And you tell it out there, go down in the basement and tell them." John Jasper, lying on his deathbed, said this, "For more than 60 years, I've been telling the love of the dying lamb. I'm going down to the river now and wait for further instructions." And he went home to be with God. Thank God I do as well. Love to tell the story. It will be my theme in glory. The old story. Thank God for His saving grace. And beloved, now, right now, we are the sons of God. And God has done a wonderful, a glorious work in my heart. We're not of this world. Our hope is not just going to heaven. And of course, that will be wonderful. And it's not just escaping hell. And that's pretty big stuff. I don't minimize that. I don't want to go to hell. And I want to praise God. I won't ever go to hell. But I know that God has saved us for His glory. He has saved us for righteousness and holiness. Did you know that we could never be able to get to heaven through our own efforts, through our own righteousness? As Brother Allen reminded us this morning about our holy God. What a powerful message. Only way that I could ever even dream or hope to stand in the presence of such a thrice holy God is because of this blessed truth. Jesus died to make men holy. He gave His blood to make us righteous. To go to heaven, you must be as righteous as Jesus Christ. And there's not a person in this building or in this world that could ever attain that kind of righteousness. But God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. And Peter says that He became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. When I stand before Him, Brother Ronnie, the only hope that I'll have of such that glorious experience is because I'm standing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Thank God, clothed in the righteousness of the Son of God. Brother Billy, I praise God for that night nearly 60 years ago when the perfect man went to his heavenly wardrobe and Brother Wayne found a robe of righteousness with my name on it. And the grace of God winged its way past sunrises and sunsets, came to planet Earth, Whitnall, North Carolina, Central Baptist Church, stripped away my filthy rags of unrighteousness, and thank God clothed me in the righteousness of the Son of God and qualified me for Him. I think I'm through.